It's a common scenario on the road today. The driver in front of you is going too slow. The one to your left is speeding. Both are talking on their cell phones. The Wisconsin Assembly recently voted to ban cell phone use by teen drivers who have a learner's permit or a graduated driver's license, which limits them in their first 9 months of driving. State Representative Jerry Petrowski of Marathon introduced the bill. He says the early driving years are a time to learn good driving habits.
I think this is a common sense approach to distractions of cell phones by targeting new drivers and making them certainly aware that distractions can be a problem while they're driving.
However, Roger Voss says adults should also be included in the ban. Voss is a veteran driving instructor and is also traffic safety coordinator for Western Technical College.
Whether you're a high school student or you're 30, 40, 50, or 60, it makes no difference. It's still a distraction.
Voss says people simply need to pull over if they have to talk. Distraction is the main problem with using a cell phone while driving, according to Onalaska Police Officer Kevin Johnson. He says he's seen just as many adults break the rules of the road as teens. Johnson says he heard about a state survey that found a low number of accidents involving cell phones. But he says either there weren't witnesses or drivers deny they were on their phone before a collision.
Very seldom are you going to have someone admit to being on the cell phone after they were involved in an accident. I think in all the accidents I've worked, I've only had one or two that have actually admitted to being on a cell phone prior to the accident. There was one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here at a busy intersection in Onalaska, Officer Johnson watches drivers zip by, noting the ones using their phones.
There's one right there, the white one. When you drive around on a given day, you know, some days it's incredible. I'll bet you a third of the drivers are on their cell phones, or at least it appears to me that they are. And, you know, I don't know what's so important that they have to talk while they're driving all the time, but they do.
Johnson says the teen ban is a good idea, but he says it will be hard to tell who has the graduated driver's license. Both Johnson and Voss say driving while on the cell phone is problematic because the average person cannot focus on two tasks at once. They also say a growing problem is text messaging, which can be even more hazardous since the driver is looking away from the road. Petrowski's bill also targets texting while driving. These Onalaska high school students say the ban's a good idea, and one knows firsthand about texting while driving.
When I was texting one time, I looked up and I was in the other lane.
His friend agrees that cell phone use is a problem with both teens and adults.
I think it's about the same because kids want to keep in touch with their friends, but parents don't stop talking. So, like, I think parents are on it more. But kids, like, disrespect it more than parents do.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. If the governor signs it into law, Wisconsin will become the 16th state to ban cell phone use by teen drivers. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.